This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Picture this. You're at a restaurant, you've finished your meal, and you really want to pay your check and leave. But where is your server? Well, a company in Cambridge called Text My Food has unveiled a new service that lets you communicate with your waiter or waitress instantly. Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert takes a closer look.
It's a Thursday night when I walk into Charlie's Kitchen, a dive bar and cafe in Cambridge. Charlie's is one of the first restaurants in the country to try Text My Food, a new service that allows you to communicate with your server via text. I slip into a corner booth and see a sticker on the wall. Can't find your server, just text.
I'm at table 3. I want a tossed salad with ranch dressing. That's a lot of typing. Send.
In less than 5 minutes, my meal has arrived. Charlie's server, Christina Henry, watched me try out the new system.
You know, there's pros and cons to it. You know, it's great for like a night, like Friday night when we're really busy. It's packed and you're running around. People text like, can I have my check, please?
While Christina says that Text My Food may make her job easier, she does find the service impersonal.
As a server, I'd rather go to the guest and talk to them face-to-face and ask them what they would like instead of getting it through a computer.
When I visit Bob Milson, the president of Text My Food, he makes it clear that the service doesn't actually replace the server.
It's not eliminating human contact. There's always a server at the other end. You just want to have that contact sooner. You want to, if you can't see them and can't make that contact, rather than waving your arms or getting up, just use the natural communication and let them know what you need.
Nilsson explains that the goal of the service is to increase the amount of money a guest will spend. For example, guests are more likely to order another round of drinks if they can text the request in the moment. If they can't find the server, they usually pass. Back in the dining room, customer Zach Brickett is not impressed.
It seems kind of pointless because I can tell my waitress to her face what I want to drink, so.
But John McSweeney has a different view. While he calls the system interesting,
I wondered that there's going to be a lot of abuse of this kind of thing. It sort of occurred to me to maybe just as soon as we ordered our beers, take out my phone and be like, beer, stat, now.
I've gotten glasses are sexy. I've gotten two of us need something. And three of us need your number.
That's Charlie server Joshua DeCosta. Prank texting is a problem. In response, some heavy drinking establishments turn off the service after a certain hour. But other managers say they appreciate the ability to monitor guests. If too many inappropriate texts come in from one person, it's time to cut them off. So now I'm sitting with my check and credit card ready to pay. It's been a while, and instead of waving, I decide to send a little text.
Okay, T3. My credit card is waiting. Send.
A few seconds later, the server comes over, produces a smile, grabs my credit card, and heads back into the kitchen. Even though we've barely exchanged a word, I have to admit I find texting extremely alluring. iMessage, she arrives. And don't worry, I left her a bona fide in-person tip.
Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert. Listeners, what do you think of the idea of texting your server? Let us know what you think on our website, wbur.org/Boston.